Hello and welcome to another episode of the Never a Straight Answer podcast, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm your host Gaz, and joining me in the studio, well, it's rumoured that he passed off a papier-mâché alien that he made to the Mexican government. For a joke, it's my co-host, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, yes, I nailed it.
Hook, line and sinker.
That's the one.
That's what I think you were going to say.
I've got to say,
Taylor. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Why, thank you.
Woo.
Yeah, I'm 18 now.
He's fully grown up now. He can drink in pubs.
I can drink in a pub.
He's a big boy now. He's wearing his big boy birthday pants.
Yeah,
I'm just going to give you another... Yay! Happy birthday, Taylor.
Yay.
I'm sure people will be wishing you a happy birthday over on social media and stuff like that as well.
Thank you.
But yeah, well, wicked. It's always nice when your birthday falls on podcast recording day. That's commitment for you.
Oh, that's it. You can't argue with that, guys.
Can you at home?
No.
You're like, oh man,
That's dedication.
Dedication is what you need. If you want to be a record breaker.
Yeah.
Right, well, anyway, tonight, well, thank you again for joining us on the show. Tonight, we've got an absolute mind-bending episode.
Yeah.
It's loads of stuff. So, whether you're a new visitor or a repeat offender, welcome along.
Yes.
To the show.
Oh, indeed.
Tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about congressional hearings, alien bodies. What is going on in the news? We've been talking about it for years, but the Mexican government have issued a testimonial to suggest that we are not alone in the universe. And it's sort of the alleged remains of non-human beings or extraterrestrial beings. What's going on? We're going to be looking into the full thing.
Full detail.
It's been quite a lot of different advancements in terms of what's going on in the UFO. And, you know, just alien life. Just what's, you know, are we kind of getting to a definitive, yes, we are not alone
thing?
Or is this all part of the master plan?
It could be a part of the master plan. That's the thing we've got to be careful.
Are we being hoodwinked?
We could be.
We may be, but we might not be. This is what I'm saying. It could be a paper mache. We'll look into it in a bit.
Yeah, we will.
it looks a bit paper mache. I made something like that in school.
Yeah, I did, actually.
In art class.
In fact, I bought a rubber thing like that once in a jar.
I don't want to know what you bought.
Oh, a rubber alien.
A rubber thing.
You know what we bought once. I think I've still got it as well.
I remember those.
You know, from the X-Files?
Yeah, I do remember. Do you remember there was a phase where aliens were a big thing and you could buy these little eggs...
And
you basically let it's in jelly or goo or slime or something, and there was a little alien, rubber alien in that as well.
It's just little toys.
Little toy, I love a good alien toy. Do you know what I mean? We're going to be talking about the Mexican aliens.
Yeah.
I came to your planet and taken all your things.
It's about time.
Well,
to be honest.
Well, before we progress, I will say that this episode is brought to you in part by Orange County CBD. It's a wellness supplement brand based in the UK. It's really good. It's basically it's a CBD products. They do oils and gummies and a lot of different like balms and stuff for joint support and, you know, if you have anxieties or... have trouble sleeping, these types of things.
It's good for a lot of ailments.
I wouldn't say ailments, but I mean, and I wouldn't say it was a cure.
It's
definitely good for, if you have arthritis or any inflammation.
Yeah.
Because it kind of does, it's kind of like cod liver oil, but it does have a lot more health benefits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you're interested in finding out any more about Orange County CBD or CBD products in general, head over to the link in the description. If you use the code NASAPOD at the checkout, you will get 15% off, I believe. Also, all orders over £25, you will get free delivery.
Oh,
so check it out. There'll be a link in the description.
You will.
Orange County CBD. For all your CBD needs.
It's all you need.
Don't rub that tagline. That was beautiful.
It was.
I think we've got something there. Marketing experts over it. On the episode. Oh, we do apologise that we weren't around last week.
Oh, yeah.
You were a bit poorly sick, weren't you?
I was, yeah. a little stomach bug. Oh, I think I'm over it.
Loads of people been saying they've been getting like a stomach bug, but saying it's feeling like a bit like food poisoning.
Yeah.
Like, or a bad food poisoning.
Yeah.
And it's like, right. Like, I don't know. Hopefully that it's just the bug season. Do you know what I mean? We're getting into September. Schools and colleges are going back.
That's it.
You end up with that freshers flu.
Yeah, that's going true. Round. Yeah.
And yeah, so hopefully people are keeping well.
Yes, hopefully.
I'm glad that you're better.
Yes.
And back with us.
Thank you.
Have you been up to anything else other than being sick?
I've just been resting.
I was
going to
say, do you not do any research while you had your resting time?
I did. I had it all prepared for last week, and like, bang, then I was ill, and it's just one of them things.
But takes it out of you, doesn't it?
It does.
I say, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
I've just been doing like bits and pieces. I've been making again a lot more content, and we had been getting invaded by wildlife into my garden.
Yes, you
so
are.
Getting foxes and stuff like that, and hedgehogs and all sorts coming in.
It's good to see. To be honest,
I like it. I like it. And so I keep putting like little bits out and treats out for the wildlife, which means they come back.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I have a pet fox.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, that'd be nice, man.
Oh, I do believe that you might have a riddle for us. If you don't know what this, we do a riddle. We test each other every week. It's like I test Taylor with a riddle, and then sometimes he tests me with a riddle.
Yes.
I say sometimes he tests me.
Oh, you're a cheeky bugger.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let's get the atmosphere going. Right. Okay. Let's turn this down a little bit so I don't mishear any of the information. So Taylor's going to drop his riddle bomb on me now, and he's going to see if I can get
it. I'm hoping you won't get this one.
What's the score?
The score is it 5-3?
5-3 to me?
Yeah.
Right, well, let's see if we can make it 6-3 to me.
Yeah.
Right, come on.
Might even be 6-3. I don't know.
It probably is 6-3. I'm pretty sure it was 6-3.
Well, yeah, we have done a number of these, haven't we now? The riddle is, what can travel around the world while staying in a corner?
Your Wi-Fi router.
Nope.
your computer.
Nope.
Your TV.
Nope.
Radio.
No.
Oh, bollocks. Is it a sort of technology in any way?
I can't.
You can't say. Fuck off.
No.
Your telephone.
I need to try and win
telephone.
Points back.
Telephone. Nope. Oh my god! How many guesses do I get? Infinite.
Yeah. You probably.
So what can travel around the world but sits in the corner?
Yeah. Stays in the corner.
Stays in the corner.
Yeah. It's. Hopefully, it's a tricky one.
Yeah.
You're sounding like it.
Oh, no, you can hear the cogs going now, can't you, in my head? Can travel around the world?
Yeah. Around that world.
Around the world.
Mind you, technically, everything travels around the world anyway because we're moving.
But sits in a corner.
Yeah. Stays in a corner.
Doesn't sit, stays.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. In the corner of what? Right, okay, we'll come back to this. Okay. I will have me thinking cap
you'll
on.
Have your cogs going.
During the show.
Yeah.
And I think we'll probably try and work this out. But, you've got me now. I think we'll kind of readdress this just before the news.
Yeah.
How about it?
Yeah.
Right, well, sounds right, I don't want to waste too much brain capacity. On this at the moment, because we do have the show to be getting on with.
We do.
I say, this week we're going to be talking about the congressional hearing that's just kind of taken place. It was a couple of weeks ago now, but obviously with us being off last week.
14th, I think it was.
So they basically held a congressional hearing, much like the US one.
Yeah. Oh,
where,
yeah.
Grish came forward with all the evidence, and he was saying, like, look, this all needs to be addressed. What skeletons have you got hiding in the closet? We want to know about UFOs.
Yeah.
And the US government come out and said, we can't definitively say what they are. It's nothing probably. Made up a load of reasons why. Yeah, that it's probably
excuses.
Swamp gas reflecting off Venus.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But I'd not actually long since said this,
yeah,
because I mentioned to you, I said on the show, that if the states have been asked to kind of address this issue and say, what is it that you're hiding in terms of aliens and UFOs, right?
Yeah.
So that's just the states, yeah, that have done the congressional hearing. And that means that's open to every other country that could potentially have alien bodies in the basement,
true.
So now, like, just as I was saying, well, of course, obviously,
yeah,
it's not going to be like, you know, if it's not known about, but then I mentioned on the show that, you know, a lot of different countries are going to be like turning to their governments and saying, what have you got? And Mexico did, so like a lot of people, ufologists and, like, you know, just general people on the street going, wait a minute, we want to know. And evidence was provided to a Mexican congressional hearing.
Yes.
Where not only did, you know, like the average videos, the photographs, the stories that we hear about, you know, UFOs, especially going on over Mexico.
Yeah.
But two caskets of what they're saying is...
What they're claiming, yeah,
to be alien bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, to describe them, you've all seen them. Yeah, you don't know if you could have missed these two.
No, no, they've definitely been around the news and on the web.
So what was your initial thoughts on it when you first saw them?
To be honest, my initial thoughts was about time, because I knew they had had the bodies for a long while anyway, and they wanted testing before they actually come forward.
I'd mentioned this on the show as well, because... Mm-hmm. I suspected that the scientist who put those forward was the same scientist or ufologist, self-proclaimed ufologist, who had already put forward two hoax alien bodies prior to this. And I wasn't sure if it was
I won't reckon you could call one of them a hoax. One of them was probably definitely.
Basically, the ones that I'd seen were... And I'd watched a documentary on it where they were basically, they took them apart and they were saying, like, this is a chicken bone, it's been flipped on its other side.
Yeah.
This is from an emu.
Yeah.
The skull's from an emu. This is from that. This is from that. And they were able to literally piece these animals back together. So basically say, this is what it's made up of and it's not an alien body.
No,
right? Yeah.
It's glued together and then skin wrapped around.
It was never made like this and grew like this.
Yeah.
It was created
to
look like this. It was basically folk art.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. If anything. Right. Yeah. So these two cases where this ufologist has put this evidence forward as UFO bodies, only to discover that the hoaxes.
Yeah,
it kind of takes away
the
credibility from him.
Yeah, because the second one ended up being a deformed baby, basically.
Yes.
So it should have been, realistically, he should have tested, if he's true, he should have tested them out by DNA and stuff before he was come forward.
Now,
on that one, he did say that he did do an DNA test.
Well, he says that those aliens, that the only reason why he didn't get those tests done is because... It was a funding issue, right?
So they
didn't do the test because they felt like, oh, well, now they're just asking that I've got to do this and I've got to do that.
They jumped the gun, basically.
This all costs a hell of a lot of money, right?
Back in them days.
All he wants to do is say, look, I found this body. It's an alien body, right? But the thing is, it was like Neil deGrasse Tyson was on the news talking about the two alien bodies, or the Peruvian-Mexican alien bodies.
They were found in Peru.
Well, they were found in Nazca, weren't they? Yeah. So, like, he said, you know, the idea that if they are legit, then that evidence needs to be shared with the wider scientific community.
Yeah, this is where NASA's actually come out as well in the last couple of days and stated that, look, if it is true, then all the details of it should come out to all the scientists. Which is, I believe that's right, to be honest. And I believe that's what they said they were going to do anyway. Instead, at the moment, there's only one person who's tested it. Basically, it's a military Navy officer who's done three major tests, basically, X-ray, some skin tests, and some other...
Yeah, that's right.
It's a full structure.
Well,
so there's, I mean, no, the way they were
handling the bodies, yeah, they seemed very kind of like rigid.
Stone.
Yeah, they were kind of almost petrified. Yeah. It was like they were very kind of, yeah, very rigid. The two tiny bodies on display in the cases both had 3 fingers each,
yeah,
and elongated heads. Sort of like the archetypal alien that we've all been fed, really, isn't it? In subliminal sort of predictive programming.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought they were smaller and skinnier as well. You were right, actually.
Yeah. Well, they've shrunk over the years, haven't they? Because they've mummified.
Well, you know there is, yeah.
But like, they basically they were recovered in Peru near the ancient Nazca lines in 2017. So you are right. But there was another case of bodies being found there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but again, they turned out to be like potential hoaxes.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got some more information on that, but we'll come back to that in a moment. So the remains, do you think, like, I mean, there was sort of percentages thrown about, weren't they, about like how much DNA were kind of human-like? And I think it came out around about 33% human, and then the rest...
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't identify.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's weird in itself, because for two reasons, right, yeah. The fact that they share genetic material with us sort of kind of lends more credence to the seeding or the genetically modified.
Yes, because they're only 100,000 years old, so the DNA shouldn't have, like, dramatically changed. So there's definitely...
Yeah, if so, it's well, true, no, a thousand years old, according to carbon dating analysis in New Mexico. So basically, they've undergone carbon dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They've gone under ultrasound.
Yeah.
X-rays.
Yeah.
Right. They've gone under a load of other tests so far.
Yeah.
And that's just by the Mexican government. Obviously, we've not had other agencies, other countries... having access to these at the moment, so we're hoping that if they do get access, and we're not just to take their word for it, then we might be able to corroborate that information. But at the moment, they're saying these bodies are genuine, they are fully formed alien bodies, and they've even got some interesting features, I believe. So one of the features I found interesting was implants, but metallic implants within the bodies. Now, bear in mind, this is 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So for the fact that they had a metallic implant 1,000 years ago...
Exactly, that's a big question alone on its own.
Kind of far away, technologically progressed they are.
It's opening more and more questions, which hopefully we will start getting the answers, but that's science anyway.
Well, true, man. I mean? So... The funny thing about the metallic implants, though, was the metal that they found inside the corpses were a very, very rare metal.
Very rare, yeah.
So the odds of them having that metal inside them... I mean, it could be that they're on their planet, like that it's abundant, and that's kind of like what they're copper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and this is before the Iron Age or anything like that. So.
Exactly, yeah.
Unless technology was involved somehow, they could have. I'm not saying they couldn't, but it could be something that we already knew, like in our past, but we just didn't use it, you know, like a community that like we do now. Like it was just used, I need to make a sword, right? I know how to go and make that sword.
Yeah. Sharing information. Well, It's interesting that there's been so many kind of like, a few different kind of bodies that supposedly found in that area.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there has been, I think it's around about seven or eight, something like that.
Really?
This doctor who's been brought these bodies forward, like, he's kind of hopefully done it right this way, because he's had hold of it for ages, and I knew this time he actually did his own experiment. He had the money to actually do the X-rays and stuff like that, because...
Well, it was the director of the Scientific Institute of Health of the Mexican Navy said that the X-rays and the 3D reconstructions and DNA analysis has been carried out on the remains.
Yeah.
And they're saying that, like, you know, obviously
it looks like it's looking,
and
legit.
You know, they can affirm that these bodies have no relation to human beings.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is kind of like how it's progressing.
But then that's funny then, saying that, because if they have no relation to human beings, then they shouldn't have a human being's DNA.
Well, they're saying don't make any conclusions about the origins, this time. But, like, you know, these congressmen and, you know, very high-up people in, you know, both the US government and the Mexican government getting involved in this now.
Yeah.
But obviously, NASA are trying to discuss getting samples
study. Right.
They basically said that we've been trying to get samples since last Thursday.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
And try and confirm it, because obviously that's everything they've been looking for. If it's just turned up on the doorstep, they have to go into space to get it.
But,
do you know what I mean?
But I think he's being cautious at the minute, because I don't know why exactly, or not just putting it on the net, but because then everyone can tell. Everyone who knows about DNA or, you know, knows a bit about it, it can conclude the actual answers. But then, like, governments like to mess around with stuff, you know what I mean? So it could be used.
Well, there's people who kind of, like, so they're telling you that it's legit.
Yeah.
But obviously there are people who are definitely kind of a bit more sceptical about it.
We need the proof on the pudding.
So, I mean, it's like there's an article on Vox.com that basically saying the true story of the fake unboxed aliens is wilder than the actual aliens.
Yeah, there's a lot that's saying
But this is going back into the scientist or the ufologist and the fact that he's presented similar findings in the past.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The idea that the evidence that he's putting forward now is maybe something different, or could be a legit thing. You can't tar him with as a fraud because he's presented.
I think he's just made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, because he's presented false information prior.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this time he has actually. I mean, the guy would be a bit stupid to try and. I mean, unless he's perfected his alien baking skills.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, if you're going to fake something, you don't want to be in the spotlight, do you?
Exactly.
Especially if you're
going to
do it two or three times, and it's like, hold on, it's like the boy who called Wolf.
Now, I'm not saying that I can't confirm or deny whether they're real or not at this point, but what I'm getting at is. The fact that there are Navy, there are kind of like experts getting involved and checking it out and doing the testing on it, that there is got to be a scientific conclusion to this. Yeah,
hopefully, and it's not being pushed into the back carpet and like being hushed up.
Well, hopefully not.
But I've been watching this guy for ages, and I was waiting for this to come up, and I thought he was going to be one of them ones that. He's going to bring something up and it's going to end up being shit again. It's going to be, just look at it and it looks like it's not, you know, it's a statue or something like that. We're going to find that. But I'm hoping it's going to be a good part of evidence. But then I don't want it to be used to scare off people into... the topic of UFOs as well, you know what I mean? Because some people just there's too many
here, apparently, in February 2017, there was a crowdfunding campaign called The Alien Project that appeared, boasted its own website and sponsored press content about the Nazca mummies. It basically got a bit of attention, and they were trying to say that they were trying to save up money to do the DNA and the C-14 origin tests.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To see where if the bodies were actually from Earth or not. So, you know, this is kind of like interesting that they were they've been trying to fund this. But it's interesting now that bringing something like that to the world stage is going to... You know,
I think it's about timing because
exactly, it is about timing. Yeah. I totally agree, and that's what I was about to say. Because I mean, it's like, but you'd think that, you know, if they found something so amazing, that there'd be loads of people who'd want to get involved in trying to work out that mystery, right? and they wouldn't have to go and do a crowdfunding thing to try and get the money for a DNA test. They'd just be able to kind of get people on board.
Yeah, but...
But now, because of all these congressional hearings and the peak in the interest, that all of a sudden he's able to go, well, I'm taking this to the government now.
Yeah, yeah. Now we need answers to the questions. And I like that the government of Mexico have actually come forward and actually...
people saying the demons are fairies.
Well, then that just throws it down the line again. Still, like, well, where do these demons or fairies, were they created on this earth from like many moons ago, or did they get brought here, or what, you know, someone was left behind, or anything like that? So it that would actually help to go back to the myths of other legends as well, and get ask the question that are these aliens, or are these actually things?
There was the Metpac aliens, which were found in Peru. Actually, like, they were another kind of interesting kind of alien body that was supposedly found, but it turned out to be a genetic freak, or genetic sort of, I wouldn't say genetic freak, that's a bit harsh, but you know, a genetic mistake. It generally looked like alien creatures, but
this,
like, they're not.
No.
You know, but DNA testing and stuff like that is able to kind of like confirm that it's just related more to something on Earth than anything else.
In another way, you've got to ask, governments have been, if this is so true, the governments have been covering it up, and they've been fucking good at doing it, to be honest. So if I wanted a DNA test, and I said I will be standing there watching and seeing this result, because if the result did come out as, do you really think that the bosses of these big companies are going to turn around and go, all right, yeah, we're going to tell the world that the world's full of aliens? The government would be straight on the back. Like what happens in China. China, like, runs the companies around there. They do all around the world as well. You know what I mean?
True.
So it's a case that, is it still going to be true that that's the right result? Because they can easily manipulate it. And they've been manipulating us for many moons, you know what I mean? So it's a case of, all right, I'll do the DNA test, but I want it filmed right there and then. Even put it on the net, film it. On the net to show.
Well, I'm just wondering now how many other governments are going to come forward and say, yeah, we've got bits as well now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or how many, you know,
surprise,
is it going
to
just be like a show and tell? But Russia aren't going to at the moment, are they?
No, but they have threatened that they were going to expose it when they were having an argument with one of the presidents. I think it was under Obama that he actually said... I think it's three times he's said it on a news, saying that, right, well, if you carry on doing what you're doing, then I'm going to let the people know about all this alien stuff going on.
Yeah, well, NASA are actually still kind of like, it shifts UFO debate because of the because it's not getting any of the science. But like,
don't forget, they were a part of the project of covering up, you know what I mean?
Oh,
they are still a part of the project of covering up, but yet they're the top agency.
Yeah, well, so do you think, like, if they were be able to find out whether it was or wasn't, they'd just say it wasn't?
It's never a straight answer,
yeah,
isn't it?
They true,
never
actually,
do.
Yeah,
they
never,
never tell
the
you
answer.
A straight answer. Look how many people have come out and said, like, look, there's bases on the other side of the moon. And now even some photos supposedly from China have come through stating the same thing.
Well, they are saying now, as of 3 days ago, that the alien remains, they've confirmed that the bodies are not human, calls for independent research and analysis. So this is, the Mexican government are confirming now that they're not real. But during the exploration of the hearing, they said the lawmakers revealed that the terrestrial what would you call it? Specimen. Like I say, an alien, but, you know.
Yeah, but then I'm waiting for that but.
So, I know, but have they not got, like, so where did they find the alien bodies? Did they not find any ship or remains of a craft
no,
or anything like that?
No, it was in a cave.
So they must have been sheltering in a cave, like hunkering down in a cave.
I think it was, it's possibly that. To be honest, I would try and search around the area for a possible craft then.
I would.
And I don't know, he might have that idea.
They might have hid it in the cave, or they might have hid it kind of close by the cave something.
There'd be some kind of, like, even looking at a map now on Google, you'd be able to spot certain
indentations or do some LiDAR possibly, or something like that. Was there anything else about this that you found out that you found interesting, or kind of like a kind of a bombshell aspect to it? Because I feel like obviously it's not bombshell enough, but it's crazy that like NASA at the moment are kind of there's a lot of news about potential life out there. So I think James Webb was having a look around and it's found a new exoplanet.
This was going to get into
it, because I mean obviously there is a lot of life. They're talking about life on other planets.
On other planets, yeah.
So
yeah.
This exoplanet, do you know the name of it?
Give me one second.
It's one of those where it's quite a lot larger than Earth.
It is 2K stroke 18B, and it's
2K stroke 18B.
Water-like planet. So it's more like Neptune than it is like Earth, but it's more liquid.
But the thing that they've decided, or the thing that they've interested in, was the fact that it kind of like there's a gas coming from the planet, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a certain carbon molecule that is being released, which means that there's a big chance, it's more than likely that there's life there.
Trees. This is what the carbon molecule comes from, you see. So they've suggested that the reason why this gas is coming and creating like an ozone or whatever around the planet is because these trees, and that's why we have it, and that's why they must have it as well.
Or plankton. It's more likely to be plankton.
It's funny that, actually, because we were talking about grass and, like, you know, fields of grass can soak up way more carbon than a couple of trees can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
So actually having, like, open fields is a really good carbon neutralizer or something like that. You know what I mean.
Very true. Yeah, but do you know what the difference? Do you know how much carbon it used to be to what it is now?
I don't know.
Well, it used to be in the atmosphere. It used to be 7%. Now
I just think of Victorian England. Yeah. Like, oh blimey, governor, do you need your chimney sweeping? Do you know what I mean? Where it was like, do you know in that scene in Bedknobs and Broomsticks where like that? Oh, smell that lovely sooty air.
Oh,
it smells like London.
That's just like...
It's like, that's exactly what I think it used to be like in Victorian England with all the factories and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, look at how far we've come. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We've got clean air compared to Victorian England. That was only 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So, for fuck's sake,
and
we're not doing
too bad.
And it
didn't even hit us on the carbon at that point.
Yeah,
we nobody
even give a shit about carbon back then. Do you know what I mean? And we still cleaned up. But so, just imagine what we can do in another 100 years,
If it used to be 7%, but now it's 0.4%.
There'll be people out there going, we ain't thank God 100 years.
And we get rid of 2% is what they want to get rid of.
That's
then
it.
What do the trees live on? The trees can't live anymore.
Big Macs.
Yeah, well, no, the trees will be gone. All the plant life will go, so we won't be surviving anyway.
Yeah,
so we're actually at low carbon instead of high carbon at the minute.
Well, we need the carbon, guys.
Yeah, we do need the carbon.
Carbon it up.
But this planet is 124 light years from Earth, so we won't get there soon. But as soon as we develop space travel, or as soon as the aliens give us our space travel, or the government,
do you think they're going to just give it us? They'll give us like their like shitty sort of Ford Cortina spaceships. Do you know what I mean? Like the three wheel van worth of spaceship.
I've heard stories of where
the tires
got from here to like Mars within.
Go just sold them the
minutes.
Shit. It's mega to them. They don't know.
That's true. I mean, I suppose you could give us like, you know, we can eat around the solar system.
Yeah, mate, just sell us the real clunkers.
Yeah,
that's it, innit?
Yeah,
they'll be like, it's space travel, innit?
Well, that's true.
Stop crying about it.
That's all you need.
And we'll just make it better.
Yeah,
they'll go, wow, they're all right, these humans.
But then
the
moon, right.
they're good at mending stuff.
The moon's going to be great for our fuel.
Well,
Helium 3, I think it is.
Helium 2.
It's full on the planet. So, well, not planet, the moon, sorry. So that's another reason why we go to the moon, so we can.
That's why Neil Armstrong was bouncing around. It's not about gravity. It's just because there's a lot of helium about.
Spongy, bit cheese.
There's loads of helium in it. I bet if Neil Armstrong took his helmet off, he'd be like, "All right, I'm Neil."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? All right.
I wouldn't advise it. Like,
I've got helium.
If he wants to take it out. Well,
I don't know. Maybe that Neil Ilp who never came out.
I know. Yeah.
Bloody Neil. Well, good guy, Neil. Neil Collins, wasn't he called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was. Anyway, right. We know a guy called Neil Collins. He's not an astronaut. Well.
No. He's all right.
Oh, I don't know. So, right, yeah. So is there anything else that you want to talk about? Anything that kind of struck you about these alien bodies or anything like that?
Well,
was there anything that kind of, like, in the congressional hearing that you thought, wait a minute, that's kind of a bit
strange.
Yeah.
No,
The whole alien body thing was a bit strange, but to be honest, it was like
I'm glad it come out like sort of like the way it did, because it actually come out the same day as the 36-page report on UAPs by the Congress.
Yeah.
Which obviously turned out to be there's no proof of aliens except they may be.
Right.
Which was a bit of a hold on, so you're saying one thing and you're actually saying another now. You know what I mean? So I think it's on the stage of turning to saying definitely not to, oh, we might have a little issue here. If it is, then it is, but if it isn't, then where is it coming from? Is it's got to be another, like, country. And if that country has been hiding this technology, like, you know, that country's going to be mega strong, to be honest.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It could be islands or stuff like that, you know what I mean? All it takes is a tribe to find the technology, know how to utilize it, and create their own society under, like, disguise, and then, I suppose you could call it like Black Panther, you know, that kind of way. They've found something that they can utilize, make stuff out of it, hide themselves, you know, and make a good society, while the rest of the world destroys itself.
True, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not beyond reason that could happen.
I mean, the alien itself, like I say, to me, it's very kind of striking to the archetypal alien that we've been kind of drip-fed.
Yeah.
Now,
slightly,
it is. I mean, it's kind of like, you've got to think about these ones. They look a bit funky because they're mummified.
They look like right? E.T. as well, yeah. A little bit.
Well, they do, because it's all, a bit kind of like dried out. Right, but if you saw that all hydrated and alive, it'll probably look like Paul.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
From the look like a grey,
like an alien grey, right?
Yeah.
So the idea that this has been kind of like drip fed us for the past God knows how many years, they reckon that this has been here for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
You know, how many of these species have the human race actually met over the years?
And how many countries are hiding?
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean...
hear from the big countries. We don't hear from, like, you know, little tropical islands
if this does turn out to be legit, I mean, it's probably one of the most important things that has ever happened to humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what we've been looking for. We've been asking this question since, like, we've looked up at the stars, thinking, are we alone in the universe?
Yeah.
And this kind of does answer that question. I mean, it's almost like it's important, but we're all kind of like, we're not going to buy it just yet.
Yeah, so many times it's been brought up, you know, and it's like, I mean, look at Roswell, it's still going on today, and yet we still haven't got the answers or stuff like, you know, questions of really importance, stuff like JFK and stuff like that, and it's always been thrown to the side and, like, hidden out the way. So
Well, this is it. There is a bit of a conundrum with the testing, like we said earlier, because, like, obviously, they've done the DNA test, they've done carbon testing, they've done ultrasound. Now, there was an actual kind of thing that I found interesting as well, which was alien eggs.
Yes, so was one of them female?
Or do, I wonder if they do have, like, gender or anything like that. One of them seemed to have eggs.
Yeah.
And when they've looked and kind of done the X-ray test, they've said that these embryos are not human embryos as well. So the idea that they've got kind of like organs and they're all in the places where they should be, the idea that it's got some sort of like reproductive system where it was actually pregnant when it died or was just about to kind of have babies when it died.
But who knows, it could have been a carrier.
Maybe it could have been there to fucking, like, alien incept the whole universe, or, do you know what I mean? I've seen movies.
But this is where a lot of problems lay eggs are going to come out.
That's it. We're up, fucked, game over.
Well, this is... it's not the case that there's going to be eggs.
Well, they look smiley anyway. They do look like they've got little smiley faces on them.
The case that we're going to fuck around with it. If it is real and, like, they open it up and they've somehow been able to get, you know, the genetics out of it, or, you know, be able to crack the egg somehow, what are they going to do with it? Because the science always suggests that they will mess around to see what things happen, and you could easily let off, like, it's been proven, like, many a times, diseases and stuff out there just over a single experiment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, based on DNA tests, which have, they've basically been doing, they've been comparing that DNA to over a million species. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and apparently they're not related to any of them. Yeah. So at the moment, obviously are going to try and work that out. But
yeah, they've got probably a bigger database.
Interesting, like, though, yeah, about fucking with it and, you know, taking that DNA and manipulating it.
Because they will do that.
If they didn't have that idea, thanks for giving it them, Taylor. Well done.
Yeah, well, yeah, honestly, they've already fucking probably done it, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just another one in the case books.
Well, if you've got an idea about if these aliens are real, or you've got an opinion about it,
or if you've got one,
if you've got a pet in your basement or the attic, you give us a shout. We want to interview him, bring him on the show.
I'd love
to interview an alien.
Take pictures of me with a cat.
Do you know what? These two are the most sensible humans on earth. Yeah. Let's have an interview with them.
Let's get it out there and
we'd be famous.
Yeah,
we all do it right. We go down in history.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're gonna get murdered beforehand
by the Men in Black.
Keep anyway, secret.
If you've got an opinion about this, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop us a comment, or just let us know on social media.
If you're the Men in Black, scatter off, get away.
Well, if you're the Men in Black, this is the thing. It's like predictive programming, in the idea that Men in Black, like I said, dropping clues. You got the Mexican aliens like going, hey, you want a coffee, like, you know, and all that, and then with the Marlboros
and then
you've got the little aliens inside the guy's head, like, because that's what they look like to me. They look like those little aliens that are in the head, in Men in Black.
I gotta admit that another good reason why this has come out is because there's been a lot, and I mean a lot, of UFO reports, and I mean like in droves of like bright lights, especially near the border. There's been loads over
the border.
Yeah,
which border?
The American-Mexican border. Yeah, there's been absolutely. It's been rife. Lately it's slowed down a bit. But
maybe they're like, you know, royal family, and they've been trying to find them bodies for ages. And now they found them.
They found the bodies. Right.
Tell the mothership.
Now attack.
Right, yeah. Well, you give us our bodies back, or we'll attack and kill everyone. Anyway, well, there you go. We said we was going to end the show then, but we've still got loads of news and stuff left. What am I doing?
Well,
there you go. If you've got an opinion about tonight's topic, please feel free to get in touch at neverastraightanswer@outlook.com.
Yeah.
Also, hit us up on social media. We're available on Instagram, TikTok, X, Twitter.
We're everywhere,
Prince,
man.
The artist formerly known as Twitter.
Prince, yeah.
No, the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, but I believe they're going to change the name.
To what?
I don't know.
What, so this would, why don't you just leave it as Twitter until you actually decided to change your name? He reminds me of a giddy kid who can't decide what his Facebook profile picture is going to be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or his Twitter profile picture. It's like he changed his name and it's going to cost him £7 to change it again or something stupid. Like, silly Elon.
Money maker.
Well, I'm going to call it X, the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
Right, well, we're available on all of them anyway, So if you want to get in touch, you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Right, well, we've got the news coming up right about now, but first of all, we've got a few bits to address. Firstly, shout outs, right? Yeah.
Yep.
For all the subscribers that we have over on, TikTok and Spotify as well.
Yes, definitely.
So, give a big shout out to Oliver.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Jag. Big shout out to Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, big shout out to John. Joe King.
Yeah, Joe King.
Big shout out to Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Big shout out, subscriber shout out to Ben.
None.
Also, he goes by the Black Nun on his
I was thinking more Blue Nun.
Louisa, who's over in Turkey at the moment, but she's having a nice time. Oh, I hope a nice time over there. And Holly, well done. Thanks for you guys for subscribing.
Yeah.
A lot of subscribers. You can subscribe over on TikTok. It helps us out.
It does.
Also, you can subscribe on Spotify for extra content. You get loads of extra content on all of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
So,
like a king.
And you get a big shout out on the podcast as well. There you go. Good stuff. Right. We've got other stuff before the news because you've got the riddle.
Yes.
The riddle, which I think I've sussed.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Let's see.
So, read it out again. Right.
What can travel around the world?
It doesn't look happy. Yeah, go on.
Well, staying in a corner.
Right, so when I said earlier, right, I was thinking PC, World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my modern brain, right? I think, I started thinking about, parcels, and then I thought, no, what's it sits in the corner? It's a stamp.
Yeah, it is a stamp.
It is a stamp. Ah, you see. So there you go. I get the right riddle this week.
You did.
Again.
You did.
I'm good at riddles.
Yeah,
I've got to admit. Yeah. It does take. That one was a good one. It took me a while. I've got to admit. That one was a tricky one.
It
was only because I have a picture on my wall with stamps on it. And that was basically triggered my answer.
Yeah,
so I've
got
to admit.
Well,
there was a couple there was a point there where I probably wouldn't have got it. Do you know what I mean?
Well done
on the riddle. If you got it at home, congratulations on being a smart ass.
And you finally got your six. So
I think that's seven now.
I got it down as six.
Okay. We'll call that
possibly
seven.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll call that a bonus point one day and we'll have to play for it.
I get near you.
We'll call it a two. A toother. Yeah, maybe. Well, we're going in for the news because I think we've got quite a lot to cover. So, without further ado, it's the news. Oh yeah, we've searched the World Wide Web looking for the best news we could possibly find.
Yeah.
Well, not the best news. Some of it's quite grim.
That's
some
true.
Of it's quite awful.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
Yeah.
Some of it's fun. But not all of it.
No.
But, don't let that spoil it. We did look for a good while, so, there is plenty of options. But I'm sure there'll be something there to tickle your news taste buds.
Oh,
Have you seen anything? What's happening in the world today, Mr. Taylor?
I feel
like you're itching there. You were ready to jump in.
Yeah.
Tell me your story, Taylor.
There's driving.
Driving?
Today,
driving going on everywhere.
Well, today, on the 24th of September, you could drive and you wouldn't be able to get pulled over and have your insurance checked out because all insurances were offline
really?
All today.
Oh, right. So yeah, nobody
hopefully
could,
for the next couple of days, but...
And so you could drive with no insurance today, basically.
Yeah, so if you didn't have any insurance,
but too late now.
Well,
it's too late now.
Might not be. I've got my suspicions. It's not a glitch. I've got my suspicions that something else is going on there.
Oh, right. Fair enough. Well, it could be.
Yeah, well, look, they're doing all this car business, so, you know, you get the... insurers and like the MOTs and garages.
Oh yeah, I see where you're coming from. Kind of like cause a ripple effect and cause a bit of problems.
Exactly. So more people won't drive.
Well, maybe I was thinking from an outside source mainly, just to disrupt things. But like, you know, if you're thinking about an internal. Well, like you were saying about, like, we were actually having a discussion about, like, these 15-minute cities.
Yeah.
If you can't drive, then you can't go 15 minutes out of your area, can
you?
I don't think that's ever going to happen, because I think a lot of people would have a bit to say about that.
Oh, yeah, people are starting to uprise now.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, quickly into this revolutionary state, right, yeah. Now, I'm not against it, but, like, I feel like I am a little... Right, because
I'm not against it as long as violence doesn't get involved.
Well, this is the thing, right? Because like, whenever you have a revolution, right? Just look at past revolutions.
Yeah.
You topple a government, you have a coup.
Yeah.
And then there's this kind of lawless
power.
Exactly.
Power,
yeah. It's like a
and
kind
everyone's
of,
unsafe.
Look at the Soviet Union when that kind of was dismantled.
Collapsed.
Yeah. There was nobody in charge, right?
No.
Yeah. So it's like it's a fucking lawless state.
Yeah.
So. The idea that things are going to get better overnight is just a silly fucking concept.
Yeah.
So
it
what
worse
needs to be
it gets better.
We
need a structure for.
Well, you need a kind
moving.
Of a seamless transition of power.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So somebody does take over straight away.
Yeah, but they obviously won't let the power go.
Of course,
so
of course not.
It's the case.
But
that
the thing
you
is, it's again, but it's not going
to
make things better.
No.
That's what I'm saying. And there's going to be a percentage of people who would take the aggressive
route.
You know, get in trouble. And
get
all
my
the rest
stuff
of it.
Now while the revolution, I'm going to go thieving.
I mean,
I'm
this
go
is the thing. I do believe
it,
things need to change, but it's how it's done and how it's handled is a totally different story.
If you do it peacefully, then that's sweet.
Peace is always the way.
Yeah.
Let's say. Anyway, a load of sheep that thought peace was the way.
Oh, yeah.
These sheep, this is a worst case scenario, really. A load of sheep have basically bullied their way into a cannabis farm in Greece.
In Greece, all right,
and eaten 100 kilograms.
Stoners.
Seriously, these sheep were having.
They
a good,
had the munchies after
a good
though.
Day. It's probably
the
why
fields
they carried
were
on
clean.
They were sheep were grazing on a Greek cannabis farm. When they invaded a greenhouse that was being cultivating medical cannabis.
Yeah.
And it had ate around 100 kilos, reports say. The incident happened in a town of Alros.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the newspapers and websites.
Just proves it don't kill anyone.
Well, exactly.
That shit, you know what I mean?
A sheep can eat 100 kilos of it and still walk away sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, well... The sheep in Greece developed a strange behaviour after feeding on cannabis.
Munchies.
The sheep in Greece developed what was the strange behaviour though?
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, what was it doing? Backflips and
I know. Yeah, well, it doesn't elaborate on what the strange behaviour was. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were like going, "I can see trails, man.
Yeah,
I'm unraveling. I've just seen God." Maybe and it's edibles as well, so it does
probably
make you trip.
He'd probably found a nice little comfy area and thought, I'm having a kip here, you know what I mean?
So, well, anyway, one reporter said he doesn't know if he was laughing or crying. It was such a sight
such a
to see.
I bet he was...
A load of stone sheep.
Should have put it on TikTok or something like that. That
all just staring at each other.
Then we could see exactly what strangeness it was actually
this
doing.
This strange shit going on all over the place. Did you hear about this story here?
Okay.
A Chucky doll.
Oh, right.
He's been arrested.
Huh?
Yeah, actually been arrested.
A doll?
He's been arrested because they felt it was being an accomplice.
What?
Yeah, to a crime. So basically, Chucky doll was arrested among its own other possessions.
Yeah.
But, like, according to local media, the subject used the doll to scare people with a real knife. and then asked them for money, presumably under the influence.
Ah,
so,
right.
But they've arrested the doll as an accomplice.
Yeah.
Well, they've took it into evidence, haven't they? Because he was using the doll to brandish a knife at people.
Well, they're expecting it to wake up and go, right, I'm going to murder the coppers in here and make him escape.
They shit themselves and went, oh, no, give them the money.
That's how much a film has got so much power.
Oh, mate, computer games, films, oh, stop it. You'll have them all taken off us.
Well, blimey, no messages,
isn't it? Well, I thought that was hilarious, the fact that, you know, you've got somebody has actually... got a Chucky doll doing the dirty work.
Where was the bride?
We'll use its notorious what's it against everyone.
Yeah, because as soon as you get the doll.
Reputation.
Yeah, so it'd be like It as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so someone dresses up as a clown like the It
clown. We've seen that.
We've seen
people doing the creepy clown thing.
That going around.
The creepy clown thing was big for a while, wasn't it? People dressing up as clown, creepy clowns.
Yeah, and just knocking on doors. And
is that a thing anymore?
I haven't heard much, not unless they're taking over and, like, you know, quite in the media. You know what I mean? They're already clowns in the media now going, right, don't let this all come out. We'll keep it under wraps.
I think, honestly, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard you say.
Hey, stick around. I can get funnier.
Oh, my God. He's got some pearls coming out tonight. That was actually genius. So
media clowns, eh?
Well,
they are clowns already, anyway.
It's like
they've
already infiltrated the media.
Yeah, that's why there are so many idiots and they're doing the wrong stories.
All right, that's excellent. Well, have you seen anything else? Any other clowns acting oddly?
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of clowns, definitely in Wales at the minute, on this 20-mile speed limit instead of 30. And it's ridiculous. They're going to lose.
We have a lot of friends in Wales.
Yeah.
Of the podcast, and there's been a lot of people saying exactly this. Like, they get a little late for everything.
Yeah.
Is this to clamp down on like joyride, boy racers down the country roads and
it's
stuff like that?
Carbon neutral kind of thing.
Right.
And the villages, they've been saying like, you know.
Well, I thought if you drove. I suppose they're trying to say if you drive economically, you can save petrol and you can
also... Yeah, but the problem is...
pump less carbon.
But you will be pumping more carbon.
I thought that. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's the same as stopping
in
traffic.
It's got to be, hasn't it, really? Because, obviously, if you're slowing down, then your engine's ticking over
and pumping more
carbon.
Yeah, but the newer cars now, they turn off. But that's to me, that is dangerous.
Oh, my God. Remember the old... cars that used to just chug a chug and blow pure smoke out of the exhaust, like loads.
And then companies like Volkswagen come out and go, here we put this economic chip in and we'll sort it all out, and then fucking lie. And making up the car business, making more profit and that. But they reckon over 2 billion hours will be lost in economic movements.
Okay.
And work and stuff like that. So there's another issue there along.
Well, there's a town in Portugal that wouldn't be bothered about that.
Why?
About moving about. Because they've just basically... So the coastal village in Portugal faced a flood on Sunday. Like no other... No one's ever had a flood like this. There was 600,000 gallons...
All right.
Yeah, of red wine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, flooded through the streets of a small town in Portugal. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
According to news outlets, two tanks owned by Lavata distilleries were responsible for the damage.
All right.
But 6,000 gallons of red wine.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
I mean,
well,
you
wouldn't
want to be going
wasting.
Nowhere, would you? You'd just be like... hook it to my veins.
If you're
a drinker, if you like a tipple of red wine and you're in the area,
you might as well just put your glass underneath
exactly.
And get a little bit.
A couple of buckets.
Or it's the water, the ground bank.
Yeah, 2-second roof.
Oh, that's an idea, that actually. What? Get a bucket full.
Yeah, get a bucket.
Get a bucket.
For.
Get, you know, get the old bottle water. Up. Throw the
I
water.
I wonder how many bottles will start hitting the eBay.
Oh,
do you know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this is actual flood. Then what? Flood wine.
Yeah, flood fresh wine. In a cup.
No, we bottled it at least. We've screw top, like yeah. An old Coke bottle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full of it. Full yeah. Of red wine from the village.
Just ripped
in
the
Portugal.
Label off. Just started selling it.
I don't
as
know.
Own brand.
How would you handle that? What would you do? I mean, it's staying everything. I mean, well, you know what I mean? Yeah. If you had, like, you know, cream carpets, you'd be fucked.
Well, if you think about it, the wine's sort of ruined already because it's like, it's had its big cork and it's been in the fresh
popped
air.
Its
yeah,
cork.
It's popped its
yeah.
Cork.
Oh,
so
yeah, I suppose.
You might as well, if you're gonna drink it there and then.
You need to let it breathe, so, you know,
yeah,
you
but
pop
not
the
for
cork
that.
And you smell the aroma.
Yeah, but then if you're going to package it and send it off,
you know, I'm only joking. It's
oh,
like,
yeah,
you know,
no.
It's like
yeah,
when
but
you
people
see
would
people do
that.
Do shit like that.
But people
literally do,
yeah.
People do stuff like that.
This is the thing, but it's like quick buck here
I mean,
and there.
Look at the fucking Berlin Wall, man. There was, it's like well, if eBay existed then, man, yeah. There'd be bits of that. I mean, there's probably bits of it on now.
Oh, yeah, I reckon if I went on
now.
Do
you know how many bits would have been on there if it was around when it fell?
Well, yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be all on
exactly.
eBay.
Exactly. I wanted it in one column. Yeah.
It's like the bidding on the wall.
Yeah.
Didn't we do a story
it's
about
like
buying
a
bridge? Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like buying a Banksy, but yeah. It's like, didn't we do the story about buying a bridge? You
oh,
can
yeah,
buy
yeah.
A bridge.
Why I'll get
not,
it for free.
Why not a wall?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
you know
true.
What I mean?
It's true. I remember someone
there
buying a Banksy
go.
Wall.
See?
Yeah.
If Trump was on the ball, he could have bought a pre-made wall.
Oh, yeah, and just shipped it over.
Shipped it over.
Yeah, but if it... Yeah, because it helped through Europe, so, you know, just had a little extension on it or something, half price. I mean, that'd be, it'd be cheap, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be work. That yeah. Would work.
I'll have to tell him next time I ring him up.
Next time you speak to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. Any other stories in the news?
If you were in Israel, the cops had found an abandoned tank in a junkyard that
oh,
had been
yeah.
Stolen.
It's
from
been chopped.
Yeah.
It's been stripped for parts.
Stolen from a military training zone as well, which someone had to have the balls to walk in there and go, yeah, I'm going to nick that tank. I'm going to take that.
What about the guy who stole the plane that time? Do you know, he was a worker at an airport and he just decided he was going to go for a plane
Is that the
ride.
One who dive bombed at the end?
He did, yeah. Unfortunately, he did, but he did a couple of barrel rolls and a couple of loop-de-loops.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah. Well, but, you would though, wouldn't you?
I mean,
you,
he said he'd learn on, like, Battlefield or something, like playing simulators.
Yeah.
And he just thought he could do it and he was going to take it out for a bit, but I just don't think he thought about landing.
No.
But in that case, it's like, some people just get urges to do things, so potentially he was already on the base. And just stole it and drove it off. No one batted an eyelid because it's just personnel driving off with a tank.
Well, the police have arrested two people for...
oh, so it was outside?
Yeah,
oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
It was in the north that it got stolen.
Cheeky bastards coming right into our camp, stealing our tank.
How did it get down the fucking roads, to be honest?
They would have just
without
flew.
The old
I bet they just drove it down there.
Mind
do
you.
Know you.
They might have the same rules we have over here. The old Bill can't pull over military vehicles.
Probably not. Yeah. If you see a tank going past, you just leave it to it, don't you?
Yeah,
because
it's not an everyday thing, is it? You know what I mean? But then you hear, like, a week later, yeah, a tank got nicked. Did anyone see it? It was like, oh, I could have fucking had that then, you know what I mean?
It's one of them guys.
Stop the
it's one of them guys down the pub who claims he can get anything. And they've got some dickheads going,
you
all
tank,
right,
mate.
Then get me a tank. He's like, but, what? No, I genuinely want a tank. Go and get me a tank. And he's going, all right. And then he's going, nah, I didn't really want it. I was just
Where's
seeing
the
if
world
you could get
away?
It. I was just going to see if you could get it.
Yeah.
It's like Rocket Raccoon with a leg.
Well, luckily enough, there was no...
Like, I didn't want it. I just
no
thought
arms
ask,
within it.
Thought it'd
so
be funny.
It had nothing to fire out, so...
Oh, so it was kind of like it was shooting blanks.
Yeah, it was definitely full of blanks.
Fair play. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Make sure you don't, you know, leave your spare key of the tank underneath the tractor.
Oh, yeah, under the tracks.
Under the tracks.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Behind the petrol tank.
Or, you know, in the sun visor bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like,
or on the machine gun as
just
well.
Just anywhere, yeah. Just, you know, keep them safe.
Yeah, in your pocket.
Keep your weapons... Keep your weapons of mass destruction, you know, like, safe.
Yeah. Oi.
Hey.
Yeah, what are you doing,
you? Right, anyway, right. So I've got this story about an artist, yeah, who's been ordered to pay back $77,000 to a museum, yeah. The reason why he's been ordered to pay this money back, yeah, believe it or not, is he was commissioned to do some work for the museum.
Yeah.
But submitted two blank canvases, yeah, right, as his work, right? With the title,
yeah,
Take the Money and Run.
Well,
I mean, you could argue
well, anything is art.
I mean, you could argue it is art, but I mean, he's like I say, he's submitted two literal blank canvases. He's lost the lengthy battle with the Danish Museum after submitting two blank canvases and taking off with the money.
You should have put a dot on there.
Wait, Matt, yeah, if you put or a couple of dots. Literally
yeah,
one,
just stand
one.
There, mate, and let me flick this fucking paint at it.
Yeah,
there we go.
He could have just done one flick and that was it. Yeah, yeah, but he didn't. He submitted two blank canvases and called it Take the Money and Run. This happened back in 2021. But the court battle's been going on ever since.
He's just recently lawyers got lost paid it. Then.
What?
Lawyers got paid then.
Yeah, the artist. I don't know if it was... Yeah, was it a woman? But basically, they did... I don't know if they put it up because there's a photo here of a woman standing in front of an empty
canvas.
But basically, the Dutch museum are not happy with it. Or the Danish, sorry.
I was here, I would have turned round, pissed on it, and gone, there you go, there's my new exhibit. It's called Taking the Piss.
yeah, there you go.
There you go, I've already made an art, and I haven't even fucking done it yet.
That's it, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm an artist.
Well, I'll piss swap artist. You.
Yeah.
And we have yours, you can have this.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, yeah. I mean, what would you do? I mean, do you think, like, art subjective, they should? Do you think that artist should have won that battle?
Well, to be honest, it's up to the individual that actually liked the idea of the art.
If I was
a multi-millionaire, I'd probably buy it for fun.
But if you'd seen somebody's work, like you were familiar with, like you mentioned Banksy earlier, so we'll just use Banksy as an example. But so you're familiar with Banksy's work, and you know you come to expect some sort of graffiti art with a political message. Done in a clever way. If then you kind of were given a brick wall and it had, like, I don't know, it just said Banksy, but, like, really shit. Like, you know what I mean? It didn't
Yeah, like,
you any...
just drawn on it.
Someone's just fucking drawn a smiley face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and someone said, that's a Banksy, and they were charging you £1 million for it. You'd be like, whoa, wait a minute, I've got questions.
So... Proof I want.
Or especially if it was commissioned, because you're going to an artist and saying, I like your work, I want you to do something specifically for us. That's real honour, do you know what I mean, as an artist, for somebody to say that to you, right? Especially a museum.
Yeah.
So to kind of just kind of submit something so kind of like... obviously lackluster, they've not put any thought
Probably
into it.
Probably had no ideas left, and he was like, you know what, I've got a blank... I got a blank mind, I've got a blank sheet.
Maybe, like, the idea that it was called Take the Money and Run was meant
to make... That was probably
make...
a little bit over the top.
Well, maybe it was meant to make a political statement that art is kind of a subjective thing, and it's like,
it's not...
But I don't think that that's really answers the question, because basically it's saying art is subjective, but... And whether you look at a blank canvas and see it as art for whatever reason... The idea that he's saying take the money and run is a political statement for that. It's subjective and what it's worth. So how much are you willing to pay for a blank canvas if I say this has a message? So you're not actually buying the art, you're buying the message, you're buying the title of the piece.
That's true, the deed of it.
Well, not even the deed. What I'm talking about is like the phrase take the money and run. That's the only thing that distinguishes that blank canvas from any other blank canvas. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but some art lover, might see that as a quite a statement and buy it just for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, moving on.
If I had a black room, I'd buy it. because it's the white piece in the
well,
room.
Well, I can get you loads of blank canvases from the from fucking Poundland if you want.
Well,
you
know yeah, I if I want the picture, I won't go to like a museum and
I'll call it Taylor's Gullible took all his money and run.
Except for he didn't know the money I gave him was fake.
Oh, man. Well, it's not a one-up
freshly
thing.
Painted.
Anyway, right, have you got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about the Cuban Iron Man. You heard about
what?
This fella? Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
the Cuban Iron Man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So is he some Tony Stark-like guy?
No.
Has he got an Iron Man suit?
No. He's got a sledgehammer.
Nah, go on, carry on.
So this guy in Havana stands in the middle and
sounds like Thor, not Iron Man.
You understand why he gets this sledgehammer and hits himself in all kinds of different areas with no kind of ruin.
So he's a mutant, he's a superhuman, he's a superhero.
He's
like Colossus.
Yeah.
He can be hit with an iron mallet and not feel a thing.
Yeah, and he's totally like, what's that?
That's because of solar flares, that. We're all turning into X-Men.
No, but talking about solar flares, there is loads of proof about solar flares connecting about our minds and our emotions, how we do things.
All that solar radiation can actually change our DNA. There is evidence to support that. So whether it's
our
kind of like any,
that
but I mean, that's a whole different thing. We could do in a whole episode on like solar flares and corona mass ejections and stuff. Did you finish that story then?
Yeah.
I found this one weird. This is bizarre, right? So this is a bizarre 911 call that basically followed an F-35.
Oh yeah.
Having to eject from the pilot seat.
Okay.
Yeah. They didn't even know where the plane had gone. Yeah, right. The plane just disappeared, right?
I heard a little bit about
this. So this was in Charleston County, right? Dispatchers get a call based on a 911 call.
Yeah.
Saying that there was something happening. This was in the suburbs. The suburban neighborhood, right? So we've got a pilot in our house. He says he had to eject from his plane. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But dispatches were like, what? What's happened? So they said that the pilot got in the house and they guessed he landed in the backyard. So we were wondering if we could get an ambulance to the house, right? So they were like, 4 minutes later, the recording captures the bizarre circumstances. But, like, basically, they were like, well, what became of his F-35 jet?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Nobody knows.
So a £35 million fucking jet's just disappeared out of nowhere.
So basically, he bailed from his fucking
jet. Then just left it, kept going. So power must have still been on
just
then.
He literally just fucking landed in someone's barbecue. Yeah, like in the back garden.
Nice little visit.
And then, like, you know, been like sat there in his flight suit, having a cup of tea,
eating a sausage, waiting.
And
for
they've
the fucking...
gone, "Where's your plane?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't know."
What the fuck? They still not found it.
Well,
I heard something
like
about that they were looking for a plane and they thought.
Well, it's puzzled people, to be honest. They've tried to make some sense of it, but no one can figure it out. The F-1 is highly advanced stealth jet. It's super stealth, isn't it? No one can fucking find it.
Yeah.
It went down on Sunday after malfunctioning.
Yeah.
I said it correctly.
You have.
Which prompted the pilot to eject over Charleston and landed in the resident's back garden.
And then the jet just flew off on its own because it's all computerised and it's been run by an AI now.
Yeah, probably is, you know. It's probably just flying around until it runs out of fuel.
Yeah.
Well, it might be solar. Might stop for solar power-ups.
Well, yeah, or it could be a monkey.
Fuck knows.
Who knows? It could be a monkey.
Do you know what? It could be anything at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody might just gone. It might have landed in someone else's back garden.
Yeah, and just hit it.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's mine now. It's in my property.
The jet flew on for about 60 miles. Apparently, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I found it.
Here we go. I found the information.
Yeah, it was in the car basically, park.
So after the pilot ejected, the plane flew on for 60 miles. I mean, that doesn't seem too far when you're in a plane.
That's true.
Probably like the arc of
probably
it
like
coming
2 down.
2 minutes,
yeah.
Yeah. Before crashing in a rural area. Right. So at least it wasn't. It could have been worse. It really could have been.
Yeah.
Eyewitnesses told NBC News that they saw the plane fly over whilst celebrating their son's 7th birthday in the yard, and the jet appeared to be flying in a inverted position.
Right.
They said then they heard a large boom moments later. So
it was going supersonic.
It was going super kaboomy.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay, now what a surprise, man! Now. This is the technology that they need to find now to, if a pilot has to eject anyway, that it could land on its own or try and land on its own.
Yeah, indeed. Talking of new ones.
Yeah.
This has been discovered.
Yeah.
It's the first ever. Right. You heard it here first. Well, you might not have heard it here first, but you probably have heard it here first. Yeah. New species.
Oh.
Yeah, right. A dog-fox hybrid.
I slightly heard about this one as well.
Dog-fox hybrid discovered in the wild, yeah. Right. This is actually a real thing, yeah. So, it's cute. But a dog-fox...
It's cute, but it'll rip your fucking face off.
Probably. It's a bit of a scav. Researchers say that the animal which was found in Brazil looks like the two species, but behaves in a strange way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another dog that's in a strange way.
Yeah. So the world's first confirmed dog-fox hybrid has been found in a Brazilian wilderness. The animals was hit by a car in the area and in 2021 and was taken to a veterinarian. Hospitals treated it, but they were unable to,
identify what it was.
It had unusual physical characteristics, including some dog-like, but some also like fox-like traits.
Yeah.
So obviously it's quite new, unique. They've took it for obviously analysed its genealogy.
Yeah.
And they reckon that they've discovered
turns
that
out
it
it's
is,
a horse.
It turns out it's a fox dog or a dog right. fox.
Well, it was bound to happen.
Like a crazy thing, isn't it? I mean, it's like that's happened naturally in nature.
Is there more around there? That's probably another question.
There might be, unless if it's a little one-off. It's quite cute.
Yeah.
I want a dog fox.
You want a dog fox now?
Yeah, I want a dog fox.
Yeah, put it on the market. It'd be fucking expensive now because they've only just been found, aren't
they? Well, what they're saying is the published study reveals that the animal's mother was a pampas fox
right.
and her father was a domestic dog.
Went in the woods. Oh, I've heard there's some fucking foxes around there.
Yeah, and it's the first recorded instance of a fox and a dog breeding.
Yeah, but... To be honest, I reckon a lot more has that happened. But
it's like a medium-sized dog,
yeah.
But like has large pointy ears, long snout, jet black nose,
okay,
and brown eyes, and it has a very thick, wiry, blacky brown grey coat. Blacky brown coat.
Dark brown.
Kind of like dark brown. It's almost like a dark dog. But, this is it. This is just one. So, they could all... Cats have got totally... The dogs are totally different, coats.
It
just could be like, this is its coat. But anyway, I thought it was interesting the fact that it was a new thing. It's never been seen before. We're moving on. What's the next story I've got? Have you got anything else you want to talk about?
Well, talking of new things that are going on, Elon Musk... Well, this month was the start of his neuron experiments on monkeys, basically. And
you should believe in the animals are fucking alone.
Well, he's doing...
I'm doing it for science. Yeah, oh, bollocks.
Exactly. But he has said that no monkey has been hurt.
No monkeys were hurt in the chemical... this is... They always say that.
But... these monkeys are ones that are dying already. basically, this is what he's like saying. But now,
I can't even say anything about that. I don't even know what to say about that.
Wire.com has put up an investigation into this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it looks like that a lot more stuff has happened. More graphic stuff has happened there.
I can imagine there has. I mean, at the end of the day, if they're messing with kind of the neurology of a species or an animal,
yeah, then to end up being in us,
yeah, then that's kind of like a step too far. I think it's too fucking like,
well, he
unethical.
Said, through the procedure, nothing has happened to these monkeys, but these former employees and the Wire.com have actually come up with
a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I can imagine they were. I mean,
to be honest.
To say that we're going to start trialing stuff like this and then not expect to have blunders and mistakes throughout trial and error.
We're already putting stuff in our minds when we still don't know a lot about the brain. We're still learning.
Leave it alone. That's the thing.
But they can't, can they? Because there's money involved.
Well, this is. I'm quite happy as I am.
People gullible to buy this.
And I think people should be, because, like, you know, I mean, it's one thing, you know, not being happy with your physical appearance or whatever, you know, and like feeling the need to. To change certain aspects of yourself, to make yourself feel happier.
Yeah.
But when you then, like, you know, incorporating technology that's going to be out of date in a couple of years, or 6 months, based on current technology kind of like growth and, you know, how fast things upgrade and what was it? There was a law, wasn't there, like, in terms of how fast computing would get
that's
not actually doesn't apply anymore, because we've beat that now at this point. And the idea that if you were to kind of get these implants or whatever, is it going to be a case that you need to keep going under the knife to get the newer upgrade or what? I feel like it's too evasive.
It will be at first, but then it'd be, oh, we'd just plug this in and download this into your...
Yeah, I know, but hardware-wise, do you know what I mean? It's that's what I'm saying. It's like software always outgrows hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it gets to a point where I'm sure we've all done it, if you've used the same mobile phone for a while, where it'll suddenly say, oh, your app won't work on this device because it needs a better device to run it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what'll happen. I mean, it just feels like...
Moneymaker, that's what I mean.
If it's being used to help people to... help them to do something that the everyday person takes for granted, like hearing and seeing and having a fucking an actual
medical,
like, a life, then that's perfectly fine. But to sell it into the consumer area is kind of too much, and it goes
and
back
it will
to
end
this,
up being forced upon us as
this
well.
Sort of like dystopian fucking future we've got laid out for ourselves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's sounding more terrible and terrible.
It sounds awful, doesn't it?
It sounds like something from a film from the future. Like,
it sounds like a film from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, it does totally.
It sounds like the diabolical
Running
plan
Man, is it
from like a movie in the 80s with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. Yeah, right, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, so, it's getting, yeah. I mean, you've even got them everywhere you go. You've got billboards up, and now you've got them billboards.
Oh yeah, it's like the cyberpunk game. That's why everywhere needs to be like Times Square
all the time, all the time. So they've it blimical.
Oh no, was it messages. Times Square? Is it the other one? What's the one in America? Is it with all the billboards and it's like Piccadilly Circus?
I think it is Times Square, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, there you go. I feel like there's like too much of this going on anyway. Like, but yeah, he's got a lot to answer for that, Elon Musk, hasn't he, at the minute? Space news, NASA news. There's been, like I say, we've been talking about UFOs and UAPs and stuff like that. But obviously, the US Space Agency, they were the first to kind of put stuff out saying there was no evidence. But you know, there is still loads of sightings and stuff happening.
I'm on the sighting app now to spot how many over England.
Well, there was a story here, actually. Locals baffled by mysterious UFO hovering in the sky. This is a mysterious spinning UFO was spotted in the night sky, stunning locals. It was brightly illuminated. The object was spinning in the air but wasn't appearing to be hovering. And then it kind of like, well, you know, it was kind of, well, sorry, it was hovering, but it was hovering in a weird way because it was spinning.
It was probably moving side to side slightly.
Yeah, like almost kind of pivoting in the air. Yeah, yeah. It was noticeably maneuvering in a weird way. It shocked onlookers. They zoomed into the mysterious aircraft while saying, like, obviously they wondered what it was. Yeah. It was moving around. It hovered there for a while villagers filmed it. And, then did one, I'm assuming. Local authorities have yet to respond on the claims but of what the object was, of whether it was from outer space or not. But one local said, "I believe it." And then another wrote, "Those are crazy aliens." So, yeah. There was an apparent aerial battle. Yeah.
All right.
Above the let me get this right. Yeah. So it followed an alleged alien battle between military personnel and several alien spaceships.
Oh.
Yeah. In Argentina this month, right? Scared locals claim that the military base was under attack by four triangular-shaped UFOs.
Oh, shit. Right. Well, we might have to have a look on that one.
The residents gathered outside, and they said they heard a thunderous noise, sounded like it was within the perimeter walls.
Yeah.
Then the Commission for the Study of UFO Paranormal for the Argentine Republic, an organization that basically investigates alien signals, claimed to have had information that there was four UFOs seen attacking a military base.
Now, I've just seen
in
one
Argentina.
I think it was California, where...
We're under attack, guys.
It's on YouTube as well. There's four circular objects slowly floating by, and military jets were coming in. And then they kind of slowly went off, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, burst off. It went into space.
Well, apparently the group said that the alien spacecrafts were black triangular-shaped objects, that the Argentine troops fired at them with anti-aircraft weapons.
Good.
But a group spokesman said that the four light, they were really light, they manoeuvred really well, didn't get hit. And then kind of went across the oceans and beamed off.
See, that's it's black triangle, which there hasn't been a lot of talks about black triangles lately, to be honest. It's more like saucer shapes.
Yeah, well, there's actual video of it, so, you know.
Ah, see.
What's it? I mean, there's plenty more to it, to be honest, but I think we'll be looking out for that one to see what's happening. One local commented, it said it was incredible how many UFOs. He said he couldn't believe it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
He thought that there was an intergalactic war starting. Wouldn't you think that if you saw all that going on? You'd be like, what the fuck? Well, I might not have to go to work tomorrow.
I'd like to see who's actually gone down there and reported and seen what their findings been, as in what it, because there has to be certain bits of evidence like left behind within the forest around the place or little areas. There has to be something there, especially if someone got shot down, and then were there any military brought into the area after to collect stuff, I've just got loads of questions now on that one, because we did do one on attack, didn't we?
We did a couple of weeks ago that was in Peru though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the fact that we've now,
it seems like there's a few more attacks, and I have heard stories that there has been wars with him, and there has been hoax stories out there as well about like battles in certain areas and that. But
we've talked about the Dolce base as well in New Mexico.
Yeah,
I mean, the fact that there's a lot of stuff going on in like South America.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? This is the thing. It kind of keeps coming back to South America, and kind of like there is actually things going on there that we might not actually know about at the moment.
Yeah,
maybe we are getting invaded. Who knows? Who the fuck knows?
That's it. That's it. Well, that's why we're here, to try and find out and put the news out to people to go out and have a look themselves as well for this.
Go out and look for spaceships.
Yeah.
Go and stand in your garden.
Yeah.
What's it? And see if you can find any.
You're more than likely you will if you stay out there long enough. You'll see something.
Oh yeah. Have you seen about this? We talked about it a while ago. The NASA capsule carrying the large asteroid sample.
Yeah.
It's going to be what's it done tomorrow, I think.
It landed today.
Oh, did it today? Because it said today. Oh no, it said basically flown on Monday to a new lab.
Yeah, right,
okay. So the samples tomorrow will be flown to a lab then to be tested.
It's
already at Johnson Space Center. There you go. Sorry about that. There you go. I'm glad you were here.
Wow, yeah.
But yeah, the space capsule carrying the large solid sample, the largest even collected, off from the surface of an asteroid, has landed in Utah Desert 7 days after the mission launch.
And all it did was it landed with a big stick, poked the ground, went back up.
It's like a little dart. A little arrow.
Yeah.
So, and then it's just literally been dropped. So they didn't have to land the ship. They just basically dropped it back onto Earth.
Which questions what they're going to do with the other parts of the ship. Just got to leave it up there as space fucking junk.
No, it can probably send it back out to do more missions. It depends which, I mean, whatever direction it's going in, send it that way.
Yeah. Hopefully,
transmit some more data, isn't it? Or maybe collect some more samples.
It was one of the. It is one of the biggest asteroids. I can't remember the name of it in our solar system, and it is one of the dangerous ones as well in our solar system. And that's why they decided to tackle that one first, because if we can work out exactly what it's made of, like the mistake that they did with firing one the other month. And actually thinking it was going to be rock hard and it ended up being really dusty, then we can work out what to use against it if it does come into that part of it's going to come to Earth.
Yeah. We've got one more last story. A Chinese launch setup had a rocket fail during satellite launch. This was on a couple of days ago. Yeah, so it meant that they couldn't take off. There was a rocket fail and it exploded. So,
these things happen, man.
Well, it probably might not have exploded in a spectacular sense, but it didn't. It didn't do what it was supposed to do.
Or was it sabotage?
Yes. So, there you go. That's all my news, I think. Have you got anything else?
I've got one. Scientists have found there's a mystery fossilized bubble just outside our galaxy.
How do you mean a fossilized bubble?
Because
in our galaxy,
it is 10,000 times the size of the Milky Way and could be a relic from the Big Bang.
Oh, it's always the Big Bang, isn't
it? That's a good thing, because then that means we don't have to travel as far
to actually find
the details of if it was a Big Bang or if it's something else. That's the theory up to now.
So this could actually be a piece of the thing that exploded originally?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, like if you have an explosion, you have fragments.
Well, you'd have debris and shrapnel, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and especially with inflation as well, you know, is going fast through space, then that's right next to us, and it's 1 billion light years across, and the University of Hawaii, found it and discovered it. There should be more investigations on it, but interesting that we've got another like big thing outside that we don't know what it is.
Big stuff.
And we're not going to be able to get there for like many years unless we use like the alien
Cortina that they sell us. Do you know what I mean? When we do get some intergalactic space travel, sort of four door speeding. It'll be like the Griswold family vacation car.
Like the Jetsons.
Oh, no. Scooty Puff Jr.
Yeah.
No, it'd be, I reckon it'd be like the equivalent of like the Griswolds car when they go on the vacation. Because, you know, like I say, I mean, it's like, you know, the aliens ain't going to give us the best technology. It's like they'll give us, like, you know, you know,
the shit that they had like a million years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just a slight little bit.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah,
no
just a little
what.
Upgrade. Hey, yeah. But an upgrade's an upgrade.
I'm there flying around in like really sick spaceships, and we're like, wait a minute.
Well,
anyway,
yeah. We need to get
well,
out there.
There you go. We know what we do, don't we? I mean, we can do it. We can make
yeah.
it our own.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the show, I think, guys.
Yeah, it is.
If you've got any opinions about these alien bodies or anything we've talked about in the show tonight, do feel free to drop us a message.
Yeah.
We're available on all podcast platforms. That's including Spotify, iTunes, YouTube,
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio, yeah. CastBox, yeah. Amazon Alexa.
Any platform you can think of, we are
Google
there.
Podcast,
and
wherever.
If we're not, tell us.
Also, you can go to the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk because you can get the podcast there.
Yeah.
You can get all the videos there. And
great.
You can get loads of other stuff. Also, merch.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got hoodies and t-shirts and all sorts. Mugs,
indeed.
Stickers, yeah. Whatever you want. It's all available over there. You can subscribe for extra content by going over to Spotify or TikTok, where we do actually get loads of extra content out as well.
We do.
So it's all worth it. Plus, we do the live streams as well. So if you want to join us for a live stream,
please,
that's interesting,
do.
Dead fun. Ooh, come join us. You can search for, what is you, Taylor at NASA on TikTok. Never a Straight Answer on TikTok. Plus, Never a Straight Answer on all other social media platforms.
Yeah.
Go and check us out. Excellent. Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week for another interesting episode. Think we've got guests next week?
Yes, I believe we do.
We've got
guests. We have.
Got guests
we
next
have.
Week.
Yeah.
So that'll be one for you to all get your teeth into.
Yeah.
We'll be back, like I say. So I've been Gaz.
And I've been Taylor.
We've been the Never a Straight Answer podcast. See you next time. Peace.
Out. Oh,